And we're back.
And we are back. Do, do, do.
Talk for yourself. I ain't crazy.
I'm not crazy.
Ashley, yes. She's probably the craziest one sitting around the table.
I am not. My middle name is Adrienne.
No, she is. Sane. Okay. Okay. I'm going to tell you a story.
Nope.
Can I tell a story?
Nope.
Please.
No.
It's for the people.
I don't even know. I just don't believe the story. It's lies.
Is the story lies?
It's lies.
Can I tell a story?
What's the story?
Okay. Well, you're asking what the story. Can I tell it, though?
But what is the story?
I'm going to tell you on air.
No, but give me a hint.
Swimming.
No.
Come on, please. Come on.
You're trying to make me sound crazy.
We're all a little crazy.
She doesn't believe I'm a mermaid in real life.
Wait, no, thank you're you. Not a mermaid.
Thank
sorry,
you.
I switched up my words.
She is crazy.
No, so wait. Adrian believes, or I'm sorry, AD believes that when she swims, her feet and hands turn into...
My fins?
Bruh.
Oh, like, so, like, you, like, H2O in it. Have you ever watched that show, H2O? That was my show. So, like, you, like, go into the water and, like, turn into a mermaid.
You know how, like, your feet get that cramp and it's like they can't move?
That's
or your legs, or when you're swimming, like, they just stay together and you move like a... Like...
Can you swim?
Yeah.
Well?
She be, like, dolphin in it.
Really?
I just haven't been she in a pool for a long time. She thinks that her hands and feet
turn into fins.
Because they do.
And like we're can, all a little crazy.
I can swim in the ocean. I can swim in the pool. I can swim.
Okay.
And, all right. So.
Okay.
That song was by Luke James Schaefer. We're all a little crazy. You said I'm not your chauffeur.
No, I said Schaefer, not chauffeur.
Oh. We're all a little crazy. It is a really great song, so you should check it out. Speaking of we're all a little crazy, Resi has a game we can play.
Yes. So when I was younger, I used to do this game where basically I used to come up with what the worst could happen in any given situation was. So you have to pick an object, mm-hmm. any object. It can be a candy wrapper, it could be a glass, it could be a microphone.
Ooh,
and you have to figure out how it would destroy the world.
Ooh, I got my idea.
Wait, the whole world? The not whole just world. You?
Not just you, the whole world. You gotta get creative.
Ooh, that's deep.
Okay, alright, I wanna play.
Okay, so we have to pick something on this table, like in this room.
Oh, sure. In the room.
Okay, I pick... Oh, not me first. I'm picking in my mind, but go ahead.
Okay.
I'm scared.
Oh, all right, who's first? Rezzy, oh, do us the honors.
God. Okay. Jaden, you pick me an object.
All right. How can this Starburst wrapper destroy the world?
Oh, Lord. Okay. Well, you take this Starburst wrapper and you throw it in the ocean because you're... like to pollute things, apparently.
Literally.
And one day, there's a seal coming along, and the seal decides that this Starburst wrapper looks like very good food. And because of it, because of the chemicals in this wrapper, it mutates into a seal superhero. And through this seal superhero, we have saved the world multiple times. It becomes famous. It becomes the super seal. Except the thing is, the Super Seal has many enemies. And...
Yes.
I'm with the Super Seal.
And unfortunately, the big corporations do not like the idea of a seal being able to rule the world. The seal doesn't even need money to rule the world. It just needs a stupid little Starburst wrapper.
Like MLK.
Yes.
No. Oh. I'm sorry. Okay.
And so, in order to destroy the seal, the corporations go on a hunt for it. Except the seal went into hiding. And while going into hiding, it went deep into the depths of the ocean. Except seals cannot survive that far down in the ocean. So, naturally, the world falls into despair because the seal tried to go very deep and died. And because of it, the big corporations take over the world and the world dies.
That sounds like America.
Right.
That sounds like America.
Dang.
The end.
That's deep. Ooh.
That was deep. I anyway, was about, right, oh my gosh. I'm a choke on the
moonshine. Wait, I'm like, ooh, the moonshine gonna drown all of us.
It don't have
like,
to make any sense, but that's the point of the game.
Oh, I like it. Okay.
Yes.
So what do you do that to do?
So in the past, I used to just do it for fun. I used to I was bored at lunch in middle school or something like that. I would do it.
Oh, wait, this happened before you were actually.
Yeah. Okay. And then I kind of turned it into something for if I was getting anxious about a certain situation, I'd be like, oh, well, what's the worst that could happen in this situation? And you could tell, the story didn't make any sense for that one. But that's kind of the point of it for me. If it's really weird and it's really absurd, it kind of gets you to think that, hey, whatever I'm worrying about isn't that big of a deal.
Oh, I love that.
That's
Razzie.
Not the worst. The worst thing that can happen is what I just imagined. So nothing will ever be that bad. It's fine.
See, that I need to use that because I think pretty negatively. Mm-hmm. And that would actually help me.
I think a lot of people do.
Yeah.
I'm not really optimistic, though. The worst is set in stone. That's what it is. And that's what's going to be.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? A lot of people this could happen. But, we could turn it around and we can be like this. And it can be great. Life is amazing. I'm not like that. I'm like, we about to die.
The twist. That's just the throw of y'all because you really look gnarly.
Seriously. No, but seriously, that's actually good.
Yeah.
Especially to make it crazy like that too.
Yeah, because I feel like I'm a pretty reasonable and practical person. So I feel like if I'm worrying about something, it's not something that's super crazy or super unheard of. It's something that could actually happen.
Do you have particular topics that make you do you have particular topics that make you anxious?
I guess mostly if it's something that would affect other people. So if it's hey, if I don't, okay, hold on, let's talk about me posting for the page or something like that. If if I don't post today, then the whole page is going to go off track. Oh, no.
Oh, so responsibility makes you nervous.
Really? But particularly when it comes to, affecting other people. That's something that I don't like doing. I don't like negatively affecting other people. So, I'm okay, well, what's the worst that can happen? And then rather than coming up with, a reasonable worst that can happen, I would rather just come up with a crazy one. Because then it throws off the whole me trying to be reasonable thing. Then it's okay, it's not that bad.
It's okay.
Yeah.
That's actually
that makes sense.
Good.
Yeah. I like that one. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And it's relatable, too.
Yeah.
Because you probably felt that way.
Oh, for a lot of things. Yeah.
Yeah. What's the worst that could happen? I think we all need to use that.
Right. So, toys. We could all slip on all the Legos and die.
Who's got that many Legos lying around?
That thing has a lot.
I don't understand. Legos are so dangerous. Why are they allowed?
Wait, hold on. First of all, don't you dare talk about Legos in that manner. I love Legos, but I do realize that it is an age appropriate toy.
Oh, because kids like to choke themselves and stuff.
I mean, I don't think they like to choke themselves, but I do think that they.
Yeah, if you don't know how to build nothing, you don't need to be playing with the Legos.
That's why they got the big mega box for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you built a house?
Oh, well. And that was that. Yeah. All right. So I think, is there anything you want someone who's going through what you're going through currently?
Okay.
What do you want to let them know? Can you let them know anything? Ooh,
this is like philanthropy.
Well, I feel like a lot of the stuff that I might say is something that they probably heard before. But don't assume it's that. Not, yeah. I
can't not anybody going through it. Everybody went through it in their past life. That's what they're saying.
So, in case you haven't heard this before, like, this is something that a lot of people deal with and a lot of people don't talk about. And I guess in the past, it was something that had, like, stigma attached to it. And there still is, but, like, we're kind of getting to the point where it's not so bad to talk about it. And I would say, as someone who, like, went through a time period where I didn't want to say anything about it, it's a lot better to be open and to have a way to get it off your chest and to not always have to take it so seriously and take it to heart. Like...
That's a good one. Yeah. I like that.
I feel like when you're just keeping it to yourself, then everything becomes a lot deeper than it actually is. It seems a lot deeper than it actually is, or it seems a lot worse. And, like, when you're just dealing with someone, I mean, something like this by yourself, your perspective of everything gets kind of skewed. So, like, you need other perspectives sometimes. You need, like, someone to give you fresh eyes for a situation. Or fresh ears, fresh anything. So open up to people and, like, be willing to actually talk. And you don't have to talk about everything, but know that it actually helps. And try it and see if it works for you.
I like that. Because most people will say, deal with it. But talking to people helps. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Stay open, be open, open the doors.
To what?
That's it. To open up your heart. Never so hard. But I like that. I have a question, but I can't think of it right now.
Okay.
It was here. It was traveling down, but it just got stuck. So
in your throat?
Yeah, somewhere.
Oh.
Let me see what happens. Yeah, still don't know.
Well, Rezzy, we really, really, really appreciate you.
This was great.
I will never, ever, ever forget the seal story. And I hope you come up with something really creative for the Instagram page with the seal.
Oh, Lord.
And going into the ground. But no pressure. But I just want to tell you that you are doing an amazing job. I try to call you all the time to let you know that. And Adrian and I talk about, I'm sorry, AD.
Yeah.
Don't roll your eyes. Don't roll your eyes.
I feel like when I roll my eyes get dry and they get lazy. So one gets stuck. That's
what you get for messing with a child of God.
One gets stuck while the other is rolling around.
AD and I talk about it all the time about how amazing you are. And I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here to discuss this. I think this episode will really, really, really help someone. I know that it helped me understand.
That's what it helped me do. Understanding you and understanding a little bit more about situations and people dealing with this stuff. Realizing that, you know, we shouldn't be on y'all as seriously as we feel like, but...
It's not all black and white either. Yeah. It's okay to have gray areas.
And green days, blue days, orange days.
It's okay to have the colors of the rainbow days.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think for me, which I've told you this... millions of times, and I tell Jaden this and AD this, and I say it all the time.
I'm trying to see what you're about to say. What do you say all the time?
Is that I think it's okay, and again, I don't understand it fully.
Yeah,
you know, and I think that's okay. I think you going through it, I know that you going through it is okay. And asking questions is okay. For me, I think the sitting in it.
Yeah.
You know? And it's okay to sit for a period of time.
But you gotta keep moving.
You gotta keep moving. That's what life is all about. Even if it's just going up
the street to the store every day.
Or just walking around in circles.
Oh, true.
Just
move.
Don't look like that, because you've definitely walked around in circles multiple times.
Yeah, I do it all the time.
But yeah, you do actually say that all the time. Look at her with some real advice.
I always give real advice. Real advice. It's okay to go through whatever you're going through, especially as women. True. Like, we're already emotional beings. We already go through so much.
It sucks.
What? I love it.
I mean, being a woman is cool, but the fact that we have to feel all of this shit is overrated. Deal with all this stuff. Like, what? All these extra feelings. Boobs are enough for me. These are fun.
I want these. I want to get rid of everything else. Right.
These are fun. This is cool. Lipstick. Ah, makeup. Yeah, but feeling all of the extra stuff, I'm cool.
You'll be okay with that, wouldn't you?
No, I want legs too.
Oh, what? I want legs. Like that every day. Yeah, I mean, again, I don't feel that we ever have to apologize for anything that we feel or go through, and it's very important that we all know that, whether it's man, woman, or child, it's okay, and in fact, you need it. You need to feel. You need to have emotion. You need to go through all these things. But what's not okay is to sit in it. And I don't know what that necessary. Like, you have to get up and move.
Once you figure it out, I can't wait, because I personally feel like once you get through it, you won't ever go through it again.
Interesting.
So take as long as you need, girl.
Because we all go through it.
We all go through it.
Oh, let me just tell you. I told you. Remember? We had that conversation.
Well, she's like, no, not really. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we sat and we talked about it. And hey, mom, I'm at mommy. I think I'm feeling this way. And I was like, girl, me too. But I wish you would have came to me earlier, because I'm over mine. So let's figure this out together. But yes, it is a real thing, whether it's after you have a baby or after you gain some weight or after you have sex for the first time. I don't want to know. Okay? So all those things stop being nosy. But tell us all the not the details, just
tell us when.
Be open with us, like, let us know, because we're here. But it's okay, go through it, feel emotions are okay, just make sure that you do the due diligence to move.
M-O-V-E, move. Oh, we should do the Beyonce dance.
Why? Because it has a lot of movement in it?
Because she's always encouraging us to move. The one she did with Michelle Obama. Wasn't that like a move campaign?
Is that what
to fight obesity. Am I going crazy at the lunch?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
Well, oh, the meatless lunches?
I remember that.
Meatless lunches?
No vending machine?
Y'all are hungry.
I mean, I love First Lady Michelle, but we want some fried chicken.
Hold on. She brought all the good fruit to my school. We had honeydew and strawberries and cantaloupe. We had
watermelon. I want some Doritos.
She gave us reduced fat. Doritos, and it was mostly air. That was so sad.
I'm glad I was out of school before that.
Air Doritos.
I had all the fast
stuff. Y'all got Air Jordans. Y'all got Air Doritos.
Air Doritos. Like, okay.
We still have vending machines, so I don't gotta go through that. We got all the good stuff. We still got Starburst and Skittles.
Yeah, you down south. Everything's bigger down south.
Chick-fil-A.
Ooh. Ooh.
Big Texas.
Eat more chicken. What's that? Texas stuff?
A Big Texas. It's like this big cinnamon roll bun.
Okay. We're so far off. Like, really, we're going to sit here and talk about food.
Well, I promise you I'm not that hungry.
I am.
Just a little bit.
So, yeah.
But thank you, Rezzy.
Thank you, Rezzy. This was great. Thanks, leave the people alone. That's my motto.
She said don't talk to her. She'll tell you when she wants to talk to you. Hey, have you ever thought about making a hooch with your meds?
No, it's Pruno. Jailbirds on hooch. That. Oh, yeah, that is the same thing.
It is.
Where you make medicine like jailhouse lean. Don't do that. Kids, take the kids to bed.
I mean, we're not giving you any ideas.
We're not.
Oh, of course not.
But you got the good stuff.
Oh,
so
man.
Thank you. This was great. This was fun. Thanks for having me.
Was that your glitter?
Yeah.
We got to get her some glitter. All right. Anything? Any last words?
No. Except for bye.
Oh.
Jay-Z? Jay-Z.
Oh, gee, I'm a rapper.
JC, anything you want to say?
Nah. Y'all get through it. It's okay. It'll be okay eventually. Love y'all.
AD?
What? I said. What'd I say? Don't play with me. It's like, no, this is great. Leave the people alone. Stay alive. Keep moving. What else am I supposed to say?
Don't judge us. Judge your mama.
Yeah, right. Don't judge me. Judge your mother.
All right, bye.
Love you.